The tendency is to assume that the Spanish come in, they conquer the Indians, and they take the Indians' land. And that's true if you think about it in the very long term, let's say 400 years. But what's remarkable, really, is the ability of indigenous peoples to hang on to much of their land for 300 years throughout the entire colonial period. Now, much of what I said about the pre-Columbian community is still true in the colonial system. You still have this set system of corporate landholding. And yet there is a tendency over time for indigenous communities to sell land to the Spaniards. And in many cases, there are even Spaniards moving into these communities, intermarriage. In some cases, indigenous communities turn into mestizo communities. Still, despite the fact that these communities are under a great deal of pressure, what tends to predominate is some sort of arrangement or understanding between indigenous communities and Spanish haciendas. It's very important to understand that the countryside in the colonial period is not really dominated by haciendas, which I think is a popular notion. Instead, it's a shared landscape. Now, there are a number of reasons for this. One is that it was in the interest of the Spanish crown to maintain indigenous communities. Indigenous communities provided tribute. Also, they wanted to limit the power of the early conquistadores. If they had allowed them to simply absorb these Indian communities, they would have become too powerful.